Story here from the New York Post. Dave Grohl was reportedly jealous of his wife Jordan Bloom's flirty relationship with her hot tennis coach. The Foo Fighters rocker, who announced last week that he is welcoming a baby outside of his marriage, had been grilling Bloom about her relationship with Christopher Crabbe in an attempt to diminish his own infidelity, according to the Daily Mail. When you get caught, maybe you stop talking.
Yeah, in an attempt to rebuild trust in his family, he's justifying his action.
A tennis coach, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
According to a source.
It was love.
Get out.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Continue.
The quote, they've had arguments about him, and Dave thinks they flirted. Well, what have you done, Dave?
Well, they were a match.
Okay. I can't with you guys.
It's quite the setup.
Anybody else want to take a swing at this?
Nope, we're good.
Are you saying he went out and courted another woman?
Oh my gosh, he's on fire.
We're good.
Quiet down, there's too much racket in here.
Okay. All right.
Am I the only mature person left on this show?
No.
No, Dana's mature.
Mature. Nice.
Signs are multiplying that Americans are struggling to keep up with their bills, and Wall Street is getting concerned. A recent survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that around 9.1% of credit card balances turned delinquent over the past year. That is the highest rate in more than a decade. The same study found that 8% of balances on auto loans were overdue. That is the highest rate since the Great Recession.
Oh, wow.
Banking executives telling the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that the increasingly heavy burden of high grocery prices and high interest rates on credit cards are causing greater delinquency.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. You know, inflation is going down, but it's still high, and people are hurting because of it. I'm surprised houses don't sell as quickly as they used to. But.
Really? Really? Do you know I still haven't buried that stupid statue in my front yard, but I'm doing it. Patty and I are doing it. She bought the darn thing.
Well, explain what the statue is.
I don't know. You're supposed to bury it upside down. Here's my problem with burying that statue.
Now we're really crazy.
Yes, here's my problem with burying that statue. You know that I have a new website, by the way, if you'd like to check out the sale of my home.
Buymyhouse.com?
Yes. The problem is the second I bury it, mm-hmm. If there happens to be an offer, everyone is going to say, well, it's because you buried the statue.
Or are you going to call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT?
Maybe. I love all the time.
Well, I hope you don't hit a water line.
Do I have to bury it, or can I just put it like in the sprinkler system hub?
How big is it?
It's, you know, statue sized.
It's a statue?
Statues come
like
in many
effigy.
Sizes. There's a
little,
Statue of Liberty.
Like, think of the little.
Like a voodoo doll?
No.
Like a garden gnome?
For my team at someone buymyhouse.com. At someone buymyhouse.com, they understand the nuances of an ever-changing real estate market. Challenges that include but aren't limited to higher interest rates, mounting bills, and particular potential buyers who want more today than a golf course view, refurbished hardwood floors, and a back patio perfect for hosting fall Chiefs games inside the boundaries of one of the top school districts in the entire United States. So if you're wide awake at 3 a.m. and you find your mind wandering to that stack of mounting bills or discarded oily rags, targeted lightning storms, or a visit from Lisa Left Eye Lopez, stop worrying. Go to someonebuymyhouse.com, where first they listen and then they help. Someonebuymyhouse.com is brought to you by Tums, Meiomi Pinot Noir, Ambien, and the Miniger Clinic. Inpatient.
So, by the way, it is a little statue of St. Joseph.
Okay.
You're supposed to bury him upside down on your property.
That's right. It's supposed to be upside down for good luck.
To sell the property.
Or you could buy the domain someone flanking by my house.com. Did you hear?
Hang on just a second. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Are you kidding me? Everyone buries the statue.
Never heard of it either.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan, are you
serious?
You've
heard of everything.
Yeah, I've not heard of this.
Oh, wait, am I Encyclopedia Sam now?
You are. Ask any real estate agent, and they will tell you when the rubber meets the road and people start flipping out because the house isn't selling.
Where does one find one of these Catholic statues?
On Amazon. They're everywhere.
Hobby Lobby.
Specifically to bury.
Lobby. Is that why you were at Hobby Lobby the
no,
other day?
No, I went to Amazon.
How many did you buy?
Sam, just one. I think it's bad luck if you bury
two. For each corner of the yard. Just hoping to get a lot of holy in there.
I could just see her putting a shovel into the dirt.
hitting an electric line or something.
Oh my electric. God.
Or the sprinkler system.
Mm-hmm. Now, do we know why it's St. Joseph?
No.
The tradition involves burying a small statue of St. Joseph upside down in the yard of the home, facing the property.
That is correct.
Oh, facing. Okay.
So you got to do it in the front yard?
Oh, God. Some also say to place the statue near the for sale sign or a window overlooking the sign.
A lot of rules.
After the house sells, the seller is said to unearth the statue. I got to dig him back up and place it in the new home as a sign of gratitude.
That is correct. Otherwise, you will be haunted.
Oh, God. Origin of the tradition is not clear, but the theory is it started with European nuns in the Middle Ages who buried medals of St. Joseph while praying for land for covenants.
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to work.
Oh, convents, not covenants, but also covenants.
Convents.
Or
same religious-y sounding word.
He is the patron saint of carpenters, which is why it is.
That's kind of sweet. That's kind of sweet. Good.
Like Jesus' dad, Joseph?
I don't know. Scott?
Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. How are you going to explain away the circular patch of dirt in the front yard?
Well, no, you have to put the grass back on top of it.
I'll try to make it not look like I buried something else there.
Like a body?
What are you paying? I'll come over and do it, and nobody will even know.
I should bury a business card with someone blanking by myhouse.com.
You need to call Dig Right, or you're going to be in a world of hurt.
Right. In my own front yard?
Yes.
It's only a tiny little hole, Scott.
Daniel.
Mm.
Have my back on this.
Oh, yeah, I got your back.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Do not.
Now, my dad just said, as far as we know, the statue we buried is still there, and we got the offer from the buyers 3 days after we put the statue in the ground. All right, I'm doing it.
I mean, if you have a flower bed that's already a flower bed or a shrub bed.
No, everything's dead, Dan, because it's vacant and I don't water.
Yeah. Right. Now, you could stay there.
Nothing helps sell the house like letting the landscaping die.
I mean, if you're looking for a quiet place.
Does anyone have a weed whacker?
Man, this gets better by the day. Jeez Louise.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see what's for sale for real in Kansas City?
What?
Oh, my gosh. The
house in South Leawood?
No. Well, yeah. This is way more expensive than that. The very top floor of the Power and Light building downtown. Scott, the old one? Scott, the one with the matching... What do you call those things that look like Cinderella
gargoyles?
Lives in it? No, those huge two matching towers at the top of the Power and Light building. Did you know that entire top floor is a studio with 360-degree views of the entire city as far as the eye can see?
Oh, wait, am I wrong? I thought the Power and Light building was it's tall and it has it. The top turns red at night.
I'll show it to you. Hang on. You know what I'm talking about. And I showed it to Sam.
Oh, I'm looking up over here.
Sam's guess was $14 million. It is nowhere near that price. But when you
see it, cheap.
Yeah. When you see it, you're going to think it should be $14 million. It's the top of what's that building called? You just tell us on the text line. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
See, that's the Power and Light building. That right there.
Yes.
It's not the Power and Light.
No, it's the one next to it. It's the, hang on. I reposted it. I'll find it.
They'll know. The one with the two.
Yes. Not spires. I don't know what you call them. Anyway, it is now for sale and can be yours for the low price, and I mean low price, of $1.4 million.
Huh.
But when you see it, you're going to go, oh, my God, that's only $1.4 million?
The entire floor
the
or
entire
just part of it?
Dan, it is the entire top of that floor. Because I remember the last time that went up for sale, what, Sam? 5 or 6 years ago, I think that was up for sale. And it started making the rounds on social media. It is stunning.
Huh?
Like, I feel like Travis Kelce should buy it or something. You know what I mean? I mean,
that would be awesome.
Stunning.
I think I've seen it. Like, years ago when they had redone it, I think that we had gone up there to take a tour. This is years ago, like 18 years ago or something.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. 7798 here on Dana and Parks.